This is an old trick. It's a new trick, but it's an old trick. Zigzag, zigzag, yo, yo, yo. Zigzag, zigzag, yo, yo, yo. Zigzag, zigzag, yo, yo, yo. Zigzag, zigzag. Thank you, Adam Carolla, Jimmy Kimmel, and the Fox. Ah, that's a good way to start a show. Crack a beverage. Try it. From your local neighborhood drinking society. No, I'm not going to have a radio lawn drinking society. Not for me. Shut up. Sex and drugs and radio lawn. Dun, 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 is all my brain and body needs. Dun, 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 dun. Sex and drugs and radio lawn. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. It's very good indeed. I gotta go to the ATM and pull out some cash.
Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
To quote my friend, Walt, wherever you are, Walt, change that intro, man. Jinx. All right, here's Quince.
Thank you, Leader Beast. Now you're really controlling the show. You're keeping your thumb on the pulse of the show, aren't you? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It was a great hiatus. But it wasn't a hiatus. But it was, but it wasn't, but it was, but it wasn't. But when your network is off the air, you have a hiatus. That's it. That's all. Everything's back to righteous now. And our HBO season continues, and Leader Peace is going to talk to you and spell out some more vile vintage verbs. Meat pie! Yes, that's what I say, because I like meat pies. Oh, they're so good. They got the little kidneys. Oh, I love a kidney pizza. Oh, it is so good. All right, here's Steve Leader Peace over there. Steve Leader. Steve Austin, that's right. The $6 million Nard! He's a six million. We can rebuild him. His ball sack was blown off. That's what we can do. 351 Cleveland 2. Boy, are we really in a weird place. But I don't care. Ricky. I gotta go get some cash.
The following terms are mumble because we don't want you to hear how untrue and unreal our terms are on our crappy beater cars that real car dealers couldn't sell, so we bought them dirt cheap and marked them up ridiculously only to give big discounts off our already inflated prices.
Friends, it's good on all the great cars in our lot. We're going crazy out here at Term Automotive. How about a 1990 Isuzu, bless you? It's got windows, it's got seats, it's $129 a month with no money down. How about a mint condition 1988 Pontiac Spark? Only 33,000 miles, windshield and door locks. It's only $99 a month at Term Automotive, and you gotta hurry because we're only doing it until Monday night.
This whole commercial's not true. These cars don't exist, and these prices are impossible. Terms are with a trade of a brand new paid off car with less than 100 miles and $5,000 cash down payment at 19.8% APR for 122 months with us retaining ownership and charging you mileage and wear and tear determined by how many times you pull out of your driveway. We will also survey what you watch at night and how often you have sex. We are permitted to film your sex and sell the tapes. Sign affidavit required.
Oh yeah! Blueprint. Bitch Shamer Bipsky's band. Way back when. Hi, it's me, Toad Leader Beast, and first I'm going to speak to you about losing something. Makes no sense, but you know, this is what happens. Let's say you have a USB chip, or you have a reader with a USB chip on it, something like that. You have some kind... Wait a minute, they're singing. Yeah,
Maybe then. I can't play instruments like that. I can sing, though. Sort of. All right. Let's say you have a USB chip. Let's say it's got important elements that you're going to do for the show. Let's say you bring it in and you set it on your computer desk because you know you're going to use it. Then let's say you go back to it to use it to do a, I don't know, a Radio Lawn show. And let's say it's not there. Now you're wondering, what point in my day did I actually take the thing that I knew I would need and move it someplace else? And why would I do that? I don't know. But I need to find it. Now, I remember placing it on my computer desk, but it is not there now. So I look behind the desk. I look to the side of the desk. I look under the mixer. I check under the box where I keep the scanner. I look at all these different places, and it's not there. So I think, maybe I put it back to where I brought it from. So I went out to the kitchen. That's right, my kitchen. Looked in my computer case. Checked all the kitchen table, moved the debris, and threw out the old bread that has mold on it, unfortunately. I hate that. Fresh bread gets moldy this time of year. Unless you put it in the fridge, and that's even worse. So, I'm checking all these places. I check my living room. I'm checking that. I just got computers. I'm doing cross-computer transfers and checking that. Check down at my work computer. I'm looking everywhere for this thing. Out of my mind, go to my bedroom, tear up stuff, look in the box that I have the packing stuff in, I check the drawers where I might keep a chip, I don't know where it went, I started thinking, oh my goodness, someone was in my house and stole the chip, that's right, I check the bathroom, I check the basement again, I look everywhere, I cannot find the chip, and then I open my towel, see my towel cabinet just sitting there. Why the hell would you put it there? But I know I put it there. I think I put it there while I was halfway in between doing something. I don't know. Is this a sign of things starting to collapse? You know what I'm talking about? As you get older, you tend to lose things. So I'm going to have to get one of those little beeper deals on my USB chip. Beep, beep, beep. So it makes that noise whenever I leave my USB chips in my towel cabinet. Because, you know, all the important stuff in the world you want to keep in a towel cabinet. You got your nice towels in there. It's also my medicine cabinet, so I have medicine stuff in there. I got pills. I got vitamins. And I got a USB. I'm always plugging it in there, in my cabinet, into nothing. My immunocine chondroitin don't burn. Listen to this Bill stuff. Bitch Shammer Bipsky. And the other thing I wanted to bring to your attention is good old Adam Carolla. At the beginning of the show, I cracked a beverage doing something they used to do on The Man Show. And I listened to Adam Carolla a few years back when a friend of mine provided me with his first book on tape. After listening to it for 6 hours, I was, like, all in. I started downloading his show, and I've been listening to it since. So I've come to appreciate Adam, but I used to listen to him in the 90s before I went to my radio show when they had him on, like, 4 o'clock in the morning on some light bulb FM station. And I listened to him and Dr. Drew doing Loveline. And I listened to it pretty much every single day I went to work. Because I was in radio, I liked listening to radio, and I appreciate people that do radio. So Adam and Dr. Drew used to have this thing when they took a call, and the person that had a problem, something terrible, my uncle's mother on his father's side is taking advantage of my sister's brother's uncle's sister on his mother's side. You know, something complicated like that. They would hear... Sometimes they would hear, in the background, a smoke detector giving its little battery dead signal. Beep! Beep! And Adam, who is self-professed hypervigilance, meaning when he hears something like that that's out of place, or something that's a little bit wrong, or something like that, he focuses... Excuse me, I He focuses in on that one little tiny element and it eats at him until it's righted. So whenever somebody had smoke detector going off, his hypervigilance would go, "Wait, you have a smoke detector?" And usually they would say, no, I don't have a smoke detector. I don't know what that is. He'd say, "No, it's a smoke detector. How long's it been going off? 3 months? I don't know. Baloney, it's been going off for 4 months and you haven't done anything about it. It's so simple, replace the frickin' battery." So, Adam Carolla has become a big podcaster, and on his podcast, when he is interviewing somebody who is a star, Randy Moss, he's a football star. I mean, he played in some of the finest football games ever. I don't know much more about him than that, but when he was on, his hypervigilance had to be driving him nuts as the smoke detector in Randy Moss's room started going off. We'll just play a couple of the beeps right now, shall we?
More coordination than what you used to.
Execution. Down and out.
To young age that.
At this point, you know Adam heard it. And I was working and sitting there thinking, he knows something's going on. He hears that. And it's going to kill him to not mention it. Not say something. Let's see if he can do it.
Comes from the state of West Virginia.
But I don't think it came naturally and easily.
It sort of eats on him in a way that this question is really strained.
Could you have played professional basketball if you'd decided to go that route?
And all this, I know he's going to say something, he can't resist it, happens here.
I hear a smoke detector with a low battery going off in the background. There it is. Perfect timing.
Well, yes, the good thing about it is I'm sitting up here at 6'4", and I really need to put the new battery in, and the battery's sitting beside me, and I don't have a stool to get up there. So that's just me just being lazy, if you want to call it.
Now, Randy, you're calling from your home, right?
Yes.
How long, what room are you in with that smoke detector?
I'm actually in my man cave. It's called my man cave apartment. I'm not even in the main house.
All right. How long has that thing been going off?
See, Adam Carolla is also a carpenter, so he has to get the building questions in there, wondering what the hell. And Adam Carolla, host of Adam Carolla and Friends Build Stuff Live on Spike TV, goes on.
Can you, with your condor-like reach, reach up and pull that thing off the wall, or is it on a vaulted ceiling?
Adam was able to regain himself and continue with the interview. But you know, I just knew, after listening to him for so long, he had to get one more comment in. Take a listen.
I know you'd rather have the ring, but I don't know, when you're 70 and you're still haven't changed the battery in your smoke detector yet, and you're in your man cave.
I guess that's what makes Adam Carolla good at what he does. A funny guy, because he has these little things that fans of his will know. And we get an extra charge out of him. Just silly poop. All right. Now, fans of Radiolawn will know that we have more of the Boomer and Ricochet 2017 New Year's thing to do. So we'll do that now, shall we? Here's more Bill.
The Browns have
Cleveland
red
Browns
zone.
Have the Heinz red zone. Gee, hello.
Yeah.
But then again, Cleveland Browns, the National City Bank, which was a Cleveland institution, taken over by Pittsburgh National Bank.
Oh yeah, PNC.
Poo poo.
Yeah, everywhere there. Those
right,
guys are all
fine.
Over.
So we have a tradition, which I bring over gifts for Boomer, and they're nothing special. I think I told you about this yesterday. They're not 100% special, but they're neat little things, just little things from the Dollar Tree that I get, and little things you might enjoy, but then I find some other stuff too. So I gave you a cornucopia of crap.
Wow, I love it. That's the best stuff.
And your humidifier, which you haven't used yet.
No, I've had.
Could have used it last night because when I lifted off the blanket, I saw sparks. It was dark,
But I saw all sorts of sparks flying when I pulled that sucker off.
Oh, really? The black blanket that you like, your blanket.
I saw lots. But yeah, so I gave him a lot of stuff, and I also gave him the stocking this year because it's a tradition of mine that we get stockings first, and we always open the stockings, and stockings usually have stuff that's useful.
My mom did that too. How about that?
So I gave you a dog's calendar and toothbrushes and other crap.
Well, I guess the stocking idea came up because, well, a stocking would be something you'd hang on the chimney probably to dry.
Yes.
During the winter because you're in the snow and so your socks get wet. So you put your stocking up, and maybe that's what the legend has it, that Santa Claus would put your gifts in, coming right down that same chimney, and that would be a convenient place to put your gifts in. That's my impression. And I always got a stocking, too, and I thought, well, my take was that that was maybe the only gifts that a kid would get or someone would get in the old times when times were tough and all that, and you wouldn't get wrapped presents, right? So it's easy and convenient to put in, like even food or trail mix into a stocking.
Food.
For somebody who was poor, and that might be the only gift that they get every year. Or each on a year and basis.
And the way Boomer works, he can't throw away any of the paper. He's going to throw away all the paper, but right now, sitting in his living room, is a stack of old, discarded doggy wrapping paper.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. I like that. Paw pads.
Yeah, you told me you use the one that has exclusively paw pads on it. You cut up the paw pads and you use it on stuff.
I do. I have done that to make you see me because I write things on papers around the house. And I have a thing, I have the same amount of cheese, because that's a slogan that I was seeing on every pack of cheese for a while at the store, because I guess they reduced the size of the packaging to save packaging, but they said same amount of cheese. It really didn't mean anything. It's one of those meaningless 25% more on toothpaste or something, right?
Right.
When the thing is made smaller by an ounce.
Well, like your Boston baked beans.
Yeah. Yeah, you bark, they arc slightly smaller, and it says 20% more. More than what?
Yeah.
You know.
More than when you decreased the last time and had the same amount, and who cares?
Right, because it's they're the only one who makes Boston beans are the Boston Bean Company.
As so I said before, the Oops Eraser, the next picture, I thought I'd just take it to show to you, because I just like it. It's just Oops.
Yeah, and that's a Kojak.
Kojak Eraser. Oops.
Kojak, the police officer, detective on the show called Kojak on MeTV. So that's a good thing. And yeah, but I like it. I like it, too, and it's right in front of the Corgi and everything. But yeah, I have a habit of putting things. I write rats. I've seen a rat around here or something. I wrote rats in a couple of places.
Rats.
And I wrote, I'm a dog behind light switch plates in the house, too. Like, I used to think, because my dad had a thing he was going to move and because of his job. And it didn't happen that we moved. But I started, whenever we were going to move, I thought, I'm going to let some little... I did weird things before that because I was like going to leave this house. And I thought I'll leave all kinds of little things. So I wrote up above the ductwork, like I reached up above ductwork into the ceiling and scrolled out dogs or Boomer or Pongo or something, some of my dog stuff. And I took light switch plates off and wrote in the back with pencil the date and signed it with my name. And I put a piece of paper behind the mirror in the living room. I actually put like stuff, a piece of paper behind there with my thoughts on the possible move and the date and when it happened. So it's kind of weird. And I just found this is another thing that I did. I'm way off the subject, right, of pictures. But I did a thing, and I showed you this mousetrap thing I did somehow years ago. And we did this. We lived here. This was 1976. And we had some papers, and they were religious sort of like newsletters for religion something. I don't know how we got them or what happened, but we had these papers, and they got shoved down into the wall in an unfinished part of the house up in the attic. And they were there since that time, since the mid-1970s, so that means 40 years exactly. And I saw these papers. I was looking at how to wire up my network through the walls. So I was shining flashlights down in to see if I had a clear way to get wires up the walls and things and put them through. And I saw these papers down there, and I didn't know why they were there. So I used a mouse trap at the end of a ruler, a yardstick or a meter stick, right, and stuck it down into the wall and snapped it on the papers to pull them out of there. I had to figure out what can I do that'll get a grip on something 3 feet down in the wall. And so I did that, and I pulled them up, and yeah, they're religious papers. One's about a golfer. And I just thought, that's weird, because that's like a time capsule. And I was thinking about, like, when was that lost, and why did we have those papers, and why are they there? We obviously lived here then, so it's our doing. And there's no one else around to ask that question. How did this get there? And if people come in, like it'll be years later or something, they're going to find light switch plates with Boomer written on the other side.
Boomer the dog.
You've got to do that over your house. No, so leave okay. Time bombs. Come on.
Don't care.
I'm Ricochet the sheepdog, and this is my light switch plate.
I think they've all been replaced anyway. I think they were all replaced anyway.
You didn't find anything? Like, I mean, I've done that all the time. I took balls of paper, and I put them inside of outlets and things when the switch plates were off for the power outlets. I stuck little, like, as if you would take a just ball up some kind of your gum wrapper, and I shove it in the back there with stuff written on it. So they're all over. I probably have a dozen or two here in this house of stuff like that. I just thought, that's funny. You got to do that. Remember? I know. I remember one.
Remember?
MFF, Midwest Fur Fest, one of your friends like Wolfus or Zen Wolf did some kind of a thing where he found an entryway into behind a mirror or something out in the hall. Do you remember that? And he left something there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And we were all sitting, it was after con, we were having a mini dead dog party. And it was 2007, and we were in the old hotel back then. And he found something that was behind, like, an artwork. And we were like, oh, he'll... And he put something behind it that meant something to the convention. And
oh, okay, yeah. That was... we put something written behind a bench seat. And the bench seat is a place where we always sat and couched, what I call couching.
And they were
just sitting in the lobby watching the weird people walk by.
Oh, yeah, right, and this is after the, right, and that, you remember that then?
Yeah, it was before they were to remodel it, so I'm sure that somebody found it eventually.
So I just thought, that's funny.
They're always looking for money, because I would look for money. Look for cash.
Behind the benches, yeah.
Behind the bench seat, cash.
And look for diamonds.
Yeah. What did you find a diamond today?
Well, it was a gift from the hot dog shop, in a way, because Ricochet sat us down, and we got to take a load off over at the mall. And it was weird, because I found a little tiny diamond. I don't know if it's so small and if it's real or not. You thought it might be plastic.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
A sequin.
Is it really? I'm not sure. And I found this diamond, what looked exactly like a diamond, underneath the seats where we were sitting. I just saw something shiny, as I do, and I picked it up, and I was looking at it for 10 minutes, right, and trying to figure it out. And it was a little, and I was like, well, there's jewelers out here. You know, they have these...
Yeah, we were right next to the piercing pagoda.
Yeah, piercing pagoda. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a piercing pagoda.
Same thing as up at my mall. We used to have the exact same brand name.
A piercing pagoda.
Where they put in earrings for you, and they use like some kind of quick thing to put in earrings. I would always be so afraid of doing... I never thought of wanting an earring or anything.
Why would you? You're...
A dog.
Male.
Male, but I could be a pirate.
All right. You want big hoop earrings? Hey, you want to be a you bangy?
Oh, no. Is it Beck or who was that guy we barked about on Doggy last week? George Michael. He had some huge earrings, I think.
Well, he wants your sex, though.
Oh, yeah.
There is the outdoor locomotive remote sound system, and you can put it up right now. You can hear the echo.
Yeah, that's it. It's just sitting there. See, this thing's working. I'm so impressed that we actually have a feed that works finally, because every year We would try to go enter through Skype. We haven't tried Telegram yet. JSonic's recommending Telegram, and I'll
look
into it.
Sure, we'll be there. Sure, yeah, Facebook. Yeah, get on Facebook.
It's so easy, dude.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Didn't he say? Ron said, dude, it's so...
Get on your 5,000 internet things that are latest. Get on Twitter. Yeah, yeah, that's going to be dead in a few years.
I don't know.
Get on LiveJournal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
hearing
that.
Get on MySpace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll be dead in a few years.
I was hearing something about Twitter struggling, and I don't know why they're struggling. I don't get it, and if it's real or what the threat is to them. Did you hear anything about that or something?
People are abandoning it?
I don't know, because I'm not so connected, and I don't know what actually... Maybe you saw something on Drudge.
Nah, who knows what it is. But that's what we had outside. It was recording all the fun we had. And all of the fireworks we set off, and all of the races that danced in the yard, but were scared by the fireworks.
Danced. He came over. I lit the firework anyway, and he'd come over to see us.
Yeah. And I blew the car horn Harpo there. I walked around like Harpo going, honk, 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 honk.
Oh, yeah, you'd hear
honk,
that.
Honk, honk, honk. Yeah, I blew that official old horn. The boomer had to dig that out for me, because that's like a yearly thing where it's something to go, honk, honk, honk.
My mom's was an old school bell, one of those things that summons students in from out in the playground.
Well, you need
Do
is
you remember that?
More cowbell.
Have you?
You need
yeah.
More cowbell.
Oh, and this thing was loud. That's one of those things with a wooden handle and an actual bell-shaped thing, not just a cowbell with that the cowbell sound. It had a ring to it, and it was loud. You remember that bell, right?
No.
I have it
yeah,
somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going with you because we'll get this done.
And I wanted to bark about that system we had. This is the first system that actually worked in the picture above it. And that is the Red Caboose's laptop that I got with the Red Caboose radio station system for AM 1610. Because we do AMs, and I have 690 AM here in Greentree. Can listen to that anytime. And 1610 is something I want to put in, and I bought out a radio station that was called the Red Caboose from down south. And they had it at a mall, and he was moved out of that area by expansion. I guess they didn't want to have the caboose anymore. So they closed the radio station, and I got it. And that laptop came with it, and I was looking for a way to feed this stuff. So thanks, Sheepy, because last week you barked, hard wiring, it's the only way to go. So you know that from radio, right? And I've always tried these Wi-Fi systems, and I tried Skype and some other kind of feeds through the years, and we always had a problem, didn't we? Some way or another, there was always too much noise, too much hum, or it would drop out completely, and we'd miss... 15 minutes
of the show, like we did last year.
Yeah, and so this time I did a hard wire. I took time to make a long cable to reach to the studio from outside. So that Red Caboose brings it in, and it has limiting, and it has lots of gain. And the thing I was barking about is that stick that's coming off of the top of the chair. That's the microphone. And you can't see the head of the microphone. It's a little condenser mic. And it's like your Distortomatic. That you
Man, Boomer, I gotta get up and go to the John. We either need to play a couple more songs here.
Oh, I can. You want me to do that?
Or you need to vamp for a little while because I gotta get up and go to the John. And,
Oh, I can do some more. You want to hear some songs?
All right, play.
What
a couple
do you
want
to
do?
Tunes. It's play up to you. I'll
just keep... play a couple more. We'll break there and we'll come back and we'll finish this mess off in a minute or two. What song you got there, Boom?
Oh, I'm going to do some Neil Hefti and from Juan Tonton.
What?
Yeah, Juan Tonton, the dog movie, Bad Day for Dogs, and Pound Break. This is movie
right.
music.
Play Pound Break thingy, and we'll play a couple more tunes here on
it's
the
better.
Voice of the Oops, and then we'll finish this off, and I think we're going to wrap it up.
Good idea, Leader Beats. We're out of time, so we gotta wrap it up. We gotta wrap it up. It's almost over. We'll have very few highlights next time. What's up, folks? Beep pie! Come on.